I got involved in a film project some years back where we asked people how they might wish to augment their bodies. Everybody had an answer.
I'd like to have a better memory, maybe with memory chips or something.
I probably want to be taller so I could play for the NBA.
I want to be shorter. I'm tired of being tall. I just turned 50, so memory is like sort of an issue.
When he was asked this question, my son said he wanted to fly, I recall, while my daughter said she wanted an additional but secret eye. It's a selection from the documentary film Fixed, the science/fiction of human enhancement, where wishes like that become reality for double amputee MIT professor and engineer Hugh Herr, who lost his legs in a mountaineering accident.
12 months after my amputations, I climbed at a more advanced level with artificial limbs than I achieved with normal biological limbs before the accident. I no longer viewed my body in the way society was viewing my body, as being broken, as being disabled, as being crippled.
Lose your legs, gain abilities beyond human biological limits. The technology available today makes such propositions realistic, and with brain implants and advanced nanotechnology, the sacred place called normal seems like some arbitrary barrier, like the old four-minute mile. Regan Brashear is the producer and director of the documentary Fixed. She says the disabled characters in her film are all breaking free of normal, whether they embrace the new enhancement technologies or not.
It began actually meeting Gregor Wahlbring 10 years back now, and I've been hearing, you know, him describe these new bionic legs, for instance, that would let him run faster and jump higher than, you know, quote unquote normal bodies would be able to. And that just really, you know, caught my attention. And so it really has been a journey sort of meeting all these folks that kind of speak to really different sides of these debates and really challenging my own beliefs. Because, you know, I think I started off with just an alarm, sort of like, what are we doing here? You know, and then meeting people like yourself and Hugh Herr, and that really broadened my perspective of like, well, you know, A, we've been co-evolving with our technologies from day one, and this is, you know, taking it to a new level, but it's not something radically different.
Well, it's certainly radically different for Hugh Herr to say that disability can be technologically eradicated on some level. I mean, when you hear him talk about his artificial legs, he describes them in a way that's both poetic and, you know, completely futurist here.
The industrial design approach that I've taken with these bionic structures is that I want them to have a human-like shape, but I don't want them to look human. Because I want the individual attached to the bionic structure to celebrate the fact that part of their body is artificial. Part of their body is a machine. So I want them to explore machine beauty in the context of human beauty.
What did that mean to you? Machine beauty in the context of human beauty. Celebrating that that's not a leg that looks like a human leg. And that's great. It's better, in fact.
I think he is expressing that new worldview of like that we are evolving with our technologies and that this can be seen as a beautiful thing. And it's an extension of the human body, and it's a new collaboration with machines and this opening up new worlds and new experiences.
Raises some issues, too. And you explore them here. Jaime Cacheo describes that if suddenly our notion of normal is thrown out and the preferred idea is to reach for these enhanced technological capabilities, it changes the way we look at each other as humans.
Suddenly people who have all along considered themselves to be normal find themselves in a position of no longer being considered good enough. On the other hand, a lot of the tools that people are talking about, ways of improving themselves beyond the normal, are also ways for people who have historically been disabled to go beyond normal as well. So there's the potential for a real shakeup of the concept of what it means to be able and disabled.
Who was the most unsure of this sort of transhumanist enhancement movement? Who was most unsettled and perhaps worried about what this future means?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of folks have voiced concerns and, you know, present very real social justice concerns around these new technologies maybe being available for a small portion of the culture and those who can afford them. And I mean, really the core of the film is looking at before we get carried away with enhancement and enhancement technologies, let's look at this idea of ableism and sort of how we view people with disabilities today. And is there a relationship? Is there some fear? And sort of it's really trying to present different ways of understanding disability. And so you have like Gregor Wahlbring and Patty Byrne who are articulating like, hey, listen, I don't need fancy legs. I need basic health care. I need access to a decent wheelchair that's waterproof. And they're really trying to voice like we need to be really careful about how we are allocating research funds and who's at the table. And, you know, Marcy Darnovsky from the Center for Genetics and Society, you know, talking about the risks that we may face or that we are facing as, you know, we can select out for different conditions such as Down syndrome, that you'll see, you know, those populations shrinking in the society is, and that there's a real concern about that. That's actually giving a message that people with these different bodies or minds are less valued or less important, and that it's important for us to screen them out if we have that ability.
And Marcy Darnovsky suggests that that message has already been heard loud and clear in populations around the world.
In cultures where sun preference is strong, we say that selecting against girl babies stigmatizes women, tells women, existing women, that their value is lesser than the value of men. And the same could be said of disability deselection. If we routinely select against having a baby with Down syndrome or spina bifida, we're telling existing people with Down syndrome and spina bifida that they oughtn't be here, that their value is less.
Do you think this debate is going to get more heated over the next few years, or that in 20 years it'll be a fundamentally different kind of debate?
I think if there isn't a big shift in our core values around how we're viewing and understanding disability, that the trend is already there. It's already happening that it's quote-unquote common sense that if you have these technologies to screen out, that you will, and that there's going to be more and more social pressure, whether it's regulated or, you know, that it's going to be there. It already is there. And I think that that's only going to get stronger unless we have more space and show a little bit of the different sides of these arguments.
Regan Brashear, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Regan Brashear is the producer and director of the documentary Fixed, the Science/Fiction of Human Enhancement. Still to come, beyond normal, beyond what is considered possible, reaching the peak of human performance involves getting oneself into a nearly out-of-body state, the mental state called flow or the zone. Coming up, the science of flow. But how do you slow it all down, get into your tunnel vision and enter the zone? Tell us by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.